Hey guys, I'm super excited because today we are going to be having a fabulous conversation with Ashley Strange, CEO and business owner, aka the Nonprofit Queen. Stay tuned because she's going to be dropping some amazing nuggets on how to begin your nonprofit organization, what to look out for, things that the community needs, and just all things fun, fabulous within the network. Stay tuned. This is an episode you can't miss. All right, guys. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing the nonprofit queen, Ashley Strange herself. I really am excited to interview her today because I know so many people who have these nonprofit ideas. And I've seen countless times that people, it just falls apart. And so I knew that Ashley would definitely be a great asset to the network platform to give you ladies some incentives and some tips about how to build your nonprofit as well as some guidance on how to do that. So I'm super excited to interview her today, and I want to give you a brief bio about the Nonprofit Queen. Ashley Strange, better known as the Nonprofit Queen, is a woman after helping others, not just with their organizations, but anyone along her path that she can help in any way. She is a God-fearing woman who is operating in her purpose to help others to better their small nonprofit organizations, regarding how to effectively utilize volunteer times, talents, and knowledge along the process of reaching goals geared towards their mission. Ashley currently works for a nonprofit organization that caters to many communities in California. She possesses the knowledge and research based on her MS degree in nonprofit management and leadership, and currently working on a strategic planning and public policy certificate. She has gained her experience from past positions in management and entry level, along with developing her own organization founded in December of 2010. She also works in the nonprofit sector for 9 years. What's up, Ashley?
Hey!
Hey, girl! So, okay, first of all, the Nonprofit Queen, you have been doing this for almost 10 years now?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. Because I feel like, okay, let me just give all of our sisters a background story. So, Ashley and I both were in a MLM company together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're in doing companies or network marketing, you kind of want to follow people and support people and stuff like that. So Ashley and I have never met face to face. However, we've supported each other as far as like in pictures and reposting and stuff like that. So when I ran across Ashley's Instagram, I'm like, I'm thinking that this is new. Like, this is what? I've probably known you for about 3 years now. But you've been doing this for almost a whole decade.
Yeah. Crazy. Saying that. Yes.
And you still have, like, the momentum. Like, it's still fresh. I see that you host, like, coaching sessions. I see that you are mentoring other women who are opening up their nonprofit businesses. So, I mean, way to go on perseverance. This is definitely your mission, definitely your calling.
Thank you.
So, few questions because I know that our sisters want to know, what do women need to know before setting up a nonprofit organization? Because like I said, so many people have these great ideas. They want to go into the community. They want to bless the community, but they're not doing it, you know, in order or it's not in decency or in compliance. So what do we need to know before setting up a nonprofit organization?
That's actually a great question. And I think a lot of times when having the desire to start a nonprofit, people do not think about that. All they think about is, I want to, you know, put, have hands on and actually give back. Well, we have to think about it. The mission and vision that you have in your heart, and it may not be broken down like that, it's just having a hunger and a heart to really, you know, get involved in your community. You have to decipher if this is something that already exists in your community. So if it already exists, then you might want to go volunteer versus trying to start a nonprofit. A nonprofit is not, starting a nonprofit is not a hobby.
And so many, I would say, is there a need? You know, are there too many nonprofits doing the same thing? Are they making the changes in the communities? Do we see progress? What are the statistics of the success or the investment back into the community with the nonprofit organizations?
I will say a lot of what many people may see is repetitive. There's a lot of organizations that cater to young girls between the ages of 13 and 18. Whether their mission and vision are, you know, slightly different, they're usually the same. They're usually trying to mentor the young girls. They're usually trying to supply them with different services. They're trying to supply them with, you know, the things that they need. They may come from a low-income family. That's usually the top one that people usually try to cater towards because there's a need. So I do feel like, I won't say it's oversaturated, but I will say that there needs to be more collaboration, and funding will always be there. So people sometimes feel like, okay, because there's multiple organizations out here, we're all trying to get scraps. No, you just have to know the right people, connect with them, build those relationships, and keep pressing forward. So I, like I said, it's my motto. I want people to collaborate. Can't do this by yourself. You definitely cannot.
I believe that. So, sisters, Ashley is saying that before you start your nonprofit organization, you want to get out there into your community. You want to reach out to somebody who already has an established organization. And I would say, and Ashley didn't say this, but I would say work with that organization for a year to get a gauge on what the culture is, what the need is in the community. Because, like you said, where someone may need more toiletries, it may be some people who need some interview clothes. So you don't want to just go out there and just say, hey, here, I'm here to help. And it's like, well, hold on now. That organization around the corner, you know, already has that, you know, under their belt. Right. What are you doing?
Right, exactly.
And then if you are prosperous with collaborating with a previous organization, then branch out. Now, I did hear you say something about there being a plethora of organizations that are catered to African-American young girls between the ages of 13 and 18. What about the boys? And what about those lower age levels between 6 and 12?
That's good that you brought that up, because a lot of times it's always targeted to women, or it's always targeted to young girls. And it's like, okay, where's the help? Where's the mentors? Where's the support for the, you know, the men, the boys? I will say that with consistency, and that goes across the board, I don't see a lot of men coming together trying to, and I'm not saying this doesn't happen, but I'm speaking from Ashley in California and what I, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't see organizations actually in the forefront for their young boys. Because let's be honest, a lot of the things that is going on and some of the rates, statistics of what we're seeing for our young boys or African American boys could be way, it could be lower than what it is right now. They don't have the support, even like the suicide rate, regardless if they are gay or whatever the case may be, either they're still a boy.
Mm-hmm.
They still need the support, and I'm not seeing a lot of it. And that's good that you have brought that up. That is so good.
So our young boys, our future young men, they need more support. They need more mm-hmm. mentors. They need more nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you guys or you've seen, because I'm going to ask you a few questions about this. I don't know if you are seeing over there, like right now we're going through the back to school segment over here in Virginia, and there are tons of book bag drives, haircut drives. And so would it be safe to say that possibly these barbershops could open up a nonprofit organization?
That would be definitely a segue into that, and they can also profit from that, because there's different ways and avenues to kind of get the funding that you need that you can kind of capitalize even through your business, mm-hmm. but that's a whole different realm. But yeah, most definitely, and a lot of times, I'm glad you brought that up too, is yeah, we have the backpack drives, we have the get your free haircut, but then what happens in between all of that?
Right.
What do we do? Oh, are we waiting till Thanksgiving? Oh, okay. Are we waiting till Christmas? Oh, okay. But no, like the in-between where we need the mentors, we need the one-on-ones, we need that father figure, we need, you know, the stuff in between. We can't get so caught up in the major holidays, the major events, that we forget about the ones that we cater to, because you know what? We're planning for the big stuff.
Wow. You know what? That's good that you mentioned that, because you're right. Like Christmas is what, 9 months away? Yeah, I mean, not 9 months, 4 months away. But, you know, that little boy, you know, may have trouble with his homework, and there's no parent involved, you know. So, yeah, that's something our listeners need to know. Like, you know, don't be so hyped up on the major, you know, holidays and major events that you forget those minor moments. Too. So what can someone do prior to setting up their nonprofit organization? What kind of business do they need to have in order? And I know different states have different regulations, but across the board, what are some things that they need to have in place?
I think it's really important to have somebody on your team that can do the legal work. That's one thing I do not want people to have hiccups and not really have a good understanding as far as how they should do their bookkeeping, the guidelines and the fine print of when it comes to grants, because when it's time for audits and they're looking for certain things and you don't have it, you can get into trouble, and that is not worth it. So a lot of times people get so caught up in, okay, I have this name, I have the logo, I have the social media platform and the website and everything. I need money. And I get it. You are going to need money. But at the same time, it's almost like when you're starting a business, you're going to have to supply the funds to get things done.
Right.
And that's just how it is. And a lot of times we look to our family members and say, hey, can you support? Can you help? Can you, you know, lend your hands? Can you donate this? Can you donate that? That's all great. That's all dandy. That don't get upset when people don't, because it's usually the people closest to you. So I definitely say talk to an attorney, somebody that can assist you along with the legal stuff, because you want to get a good understanding of what the fees may be, the application process, how long it will take, how long you have until you need to get all your ducks in a row. So yeah, definitely start there. I mean, especially when you're going to start with the whole money stuff. In the beginning, when I started my organization, I started, like I said, out of pocket and ended up funding it for, you know, most of the time that I had started it. People kind of caught on to the wave and started donating certain things, and that was great and dandy. Of course, you always want to keep receipts when it's time to file. You always want to give donors receipts, whether you are a 501c3 yet or not, because later down the line, it can come up. So. But yeah, usually when you're messing with other people's money, the government, they want to know. They want to know what it was. They want to know how much it was. So yeah, having somebody that is knowledgeable in that area is great. Unfortunately, me, I don't assist in that area, but so I always try to, you know, recommend somebody or have them, you know, start in that area.
Right. So let's switch gears. I know that you have an accessory line now. Let's talk about that.
I do.
So let's talk about that. How did you birth this? Because I feel like I was like, okay, nonprofit queen. Okay, we're doing accessories now. So let's talk about this because you definitely have some unique pieces that I haven't seen. And like right now where we're like on a social media like frenzy where you see the same pictures, the same clothes, the same style throughout your whole timeline, you definitely have some unique pieces that I have never seen before. So talk about this accessory line.
So Golden Pink like has manifested itself. I am a woman that loves accessories. I may not always love to dress up, and me living in California, I can, if, depending on the weather, it's mostly a hoodie, some jeans, some, you know, flip-flops, and I'm good to go. And I need either my hoops or my studs or my bangles, something that's going to pop and still make me look cute. So ever since I was young, I've always liked accessories. So I started my accessory line, and when I first started, it was handmade. So I would do anklets. I want to start to branch out and do bracelets and things of that nature. And that will come when it's time. But just having the heart for accessories and knowing that there's other women out there, I pick and choose certain accessories for the everyday woman that's going to be maybe at work at her 9-to-5, and then she's going out to happy hour or she's going to date night. So key pieces that you may not normally see, but you can definitely switch them in and out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they're definitely hot. And sisters, you got to check them out because I wouldn't be even mentioning them if they were not a hit. And I love the pieces because they are like so exclusive. Like those feathery pieces, like I'm like, okay, I need to order those because first of all, pink is my favorite color. And second of all, you know, that soft rose color, it literally goes with everything. You can wear with gold, yellow, black, and it just jazzes it up. And like Ashley said, you know, you can have on a basic pair of earrings, but it just gives you a little extra oomph. You can wear it out to eat, out to dinner, you know, going out in a meeting. And yeah, so girls, check it out. And I have another question. I want to segue again. Okay, so we know that we lost the late, great Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just very, very, it was sad. And I felt like for me, because, you know, I'm an 80s babe. I felt like I lost the Tupac of my generation, and I remember losing Tupac, you know, when I was younger, you know, and so I know you just being in California, it was definitely a different vibe, you know, so, I mean, can you talk about that? Because I know you are a diehard Nipsey Hussle fan, too.
I am. Even before Nipsey and Lauren London were even, putting the relationship out there. I love Lauren London since Pharrell's video, you know.
Right, front end.
And then when she was in ATL and all that, then I was like, oh, she was Nipsey Hussle. This is amazing. So, when his passing was definitely devastating. I remember I was at work. I couldn't focus. It felt like it was like my big brother, and it was just so painful because you start to think like, okay, God, you know, here he is, a great guy, and even though, you know, he had his time, he had his seasons, but who are we to judge? And it's kind of like, oh, God, like, it was just heartbreaking. It was really, really just heartbreaking. And I will honestly say that his music definitely teaches many how to work their business, get through things, feel empowered. And it feels like the almost like, you know, getting back our that black power. But in a sense that makes it like hip hop-ish and like, okay, I got this. We can do this. Let's do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to know that we won't get any more music from it, it's just like, ugh, And I'm just very, very grateful that, you know, he has many, many albums, and I will definitely say one of his songs that I always play, I Don't Stress Out, and that got me through a deep depression, and it's like my motivation song. It's almost like, okay, here comes Ashley, she's coming out, here she goes, she's ready to win. Like, it's just crazy, but yeah, he's definitely, you know, a memorable man, and so many people miss him. California moved a little different, like, for the longest. No matter where you went, people were playing his music. People have their windows down. It's hot as, I don't know what, but people have their windows down, blasting Nipsey Hussle.
See.
It's just, it was just a different type of vibe. And just to see everybody across the world even just mourning this loss, it's a big loss.
It was a huge loss, and I mean, even to this moment, like, I be in the gym, and I have, like, three of his songs on my playlist, you know, and, you know, and then you get on social media, and you see Lauren, and then I'm looking at, you know, they were, you know, that wheel that they have circulating about how many people he had over a staff of 400 that he was, you know, pouring into, you know, and, you know, just the impact he had on his community, you know, it's different. So I just wanted to know your perspective, because you are definitely, you know, feet on the ground out there in Cali.
Yeah, it was definitely hard. And I wasn't able to go to the funeral, but my coworker did. And she said that it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And it's LA will not be the same. California, the world will not be the same. And it's just really, really sad.
So let me ask you this. Are you familiar with, like, the Crenshaw area?
I'm not. Like, I've been there a couple of times. But no, not to the point where I can say this is where this is that. And yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I was asking that because I know that there is a huge community of Eurythian, African American. I don't know if they consider themselves African or African Americans, over there, and you know, people were like kind of like trying to come down on his mom for some of the things she was saying, and because this is my platform and I can say what I want.
Right.
I just felt like she was coming from a spiritual realm that either A, you received it, or B, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Either you got it or you didn't. So are they holding, you know, the utmost respect for his family and his, you know, his parents over there? Because social media, you know, came down a little bit hard, you know, on her.
They definitely did. And like you said, she was definitely more spiritual with it, and I feel like there is truth to it, and I can't say if this is right and this is wrong, but like you said, people can either take it and run with it, or they just don't receive it. But I know that what Nipsey was trying to do was an extension of what his mom was teaching him.
Right.
And because it may not be packaged the way that people desire for it to be, then they may look at it like, okay, you know, and everything is not for everybody, which is totally fine. But I do definitely see that the whole spiritual part of what she was coming from, and then where his dad was more, you know, just kind of like straight to the point. It was a different type of thing, and you know, people were very questionable about what she was saying, how she was saying it, is she spacing out? Like, who are we to judge?
Right. I agree. I absolutely agree. Well, RIP to Nipsey Hussle and, you know, the entire Escobar family is always in our prayers, Lauren London and her children. And I just want to, well, ask one more question. How can the network connect with you?
So, I have many ways you guys can connect with me. You can either connect with me on my personal platform or Instagram. It's the Ashley N T H E E S H L E Y N. Or if you want to connect with me on the Nonprofit Queen, it's P H E E N O N O N P R O F I T Queen. And for Golden Peak Lux, it's G O L D E N P I N K L U. And I love connecting with people. I'm always personable. I like to comment. I like to actually build relationships even online. That's where I have, let me just say this before I go. Let me tell you how powerful the internet is. When we were in our AOL days, I have two sisters that live, one lives in Texas, and the other one lives in Mississippi. All because of B2K and us being on a message board, we are really, really close. So you never know who you may be connecting with and how supportive somebody can be. You already said it. You know, we've connected. We've been, you know, communicating and even trying to keep each other accountable with our health and our wealth.
Right.
So be open to those things, everybody.
And oh my goodness. Okay, sisters, let me tell you how Ashley put up this post like 3 weeks ago. And was like, I need some accountability partners. Who in? And I was like, I'm in. And I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to go to the gym. Like, I'm going to get my body back. Like, legit, Ashley is holding me accountable, guys. And I have been in the gym. Well, this week I haven't gone, but tomorrow I'm going to get myself up because I normally have set a goal to go a minimum of 3 times a week. So, I have to get in tomorrow, and I got to get in on Saturday. But, like she said, you never know who you're going to connect with, because who would have known that 3 pounds off last week, I dropped 3 pounds last week.
What?
Yes. That we would be, you know, just having a good time in this journey, you know, just mentally supporting each other, just making sure y'all good, making sure you got your fitness going on. And you guys make sure that you hit up my girl, Ashley. She is the Nonprofit Queen. And make sure that you guys check out that fabulous accessory line. And it's Pink Lux, right?
Golden Pink Lux.
Golden Pink Lux. Make sure you check out that fabulous accessory line. And thank you so much, Ashley, for coming to check out our sisters on the network.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, sisters, we will chat soon. Thanks for tuning in this time. Bye.
Bye.
So we just completed an amazing interview from the Nonprofit Queen herself, Ashley Strange, where we just discussed everything. I mean, everything and all things nonprofit. It's just amazing that she was able to pour into us sisters in the network and give you guys resources, tips, and tools to begin your nonprofit organization. Don't forget to hit her up for any questions regarding nonprofit. She obviously has over 10 years experience with nonprofits, the nonprofit sector, as well as her own nonprofit. And don't forget, especially, to hit up her website for those fabulous Lux accessories. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we'll see you guys at the next episode of The Network.